I work in a nightclub. I'm a hookah manager for one of the biggest nightclubs in Atlanta. I work from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. normally. So I sleep during the day and I'm up at night. So I know that's an issue for some, you know, in relationships, but, you know, it can work out.
Nobody knows why liars lie.
All right, fellas, let's break down this ridiculous nonsense.
My name is Brittany. I am 35 years old. I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
So she live in the ATL. We already know what the ATL is now, a cesspool. I'm sure there's a lot of great people who live in ATL. I'm positive there's a lot of great people that live in ATL. There's, well, let me not say a lot, because I wouldn't say that about any place, because I don't think most people are good people.
Come on, man. Damn.
She works at some bar or some lounge. You really don't want to deal with those women who've been working in those spaces for years. They're rarely wholesome girls.
You don't know that.
Showing her body all over the Instagrams. I don't know if women realize that men disqualify for serious relationship really, really quick. Really quick. This Instagram page alone is enough to make her a no-go to any man with self-esteem and standards. She's not smart enough to know that. Like, look at this. This is sad.
How? Hold on, bro. How? Talk to me, bro.
Dudes who've been in the streets with her already know women like this, like the back of their hand. And those are the dudes she wants to eventually settle down with. She wants to settle down with one of those dudes. So the only guy who would even consider her is a guy who's completely green. And I don't even know if that guy would F with her with an Instagram like that. I'm sure she doesn't send that Instagram to new dudes she talking to. She probably got three different Instagrams for three different archetypes of people and shit like that.
Okay, so you are still single after a year of being on the show.
I am.
Did you, that's funny. I never do that, but I'm like, so did you get anybody from the show that you talked to, met up?
I do. There's one guy, he's from Chicago. I met him on your show and we still talk to this day.
You don't find that suspicious?
I mean, like, as friends, I've never met him before. But
why even mention that dude? The new guys who are potentially seeing this don't want to hear about him. You would have been better off just saying, yeah, I talked to some guy, but it didn't work out. But anyway, look, if you just let them keep talking, they're going to tell them themselves. I still talk to him to this day. Facepalm.
That's stupid, guys. Is this camera on me?
Yes.
Tell us about what you want, what you're looking for, since you are still single.
Oh, my God.
What do we need? What does he need?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. If she says something intelligent, I'll give her credit for it. But I'm willing. It's going to be some dumbass shit.
I want someone who is secure because I work in nightlife. So a lot of people or a lot of men are not too fond of that, having their girl working in nightlife. So I do need someone that's secure, someone who is fun, outgoing, caring. Someone who does want a family, because I do want a family.
You don't get any of that, you dirty whore.
Let me ask y'all something real quick. Is this the type of woman who you would want to start a family with? Is this the type of woman you want your kids to be taught from?
No!
Is this the type of woman you want your kids' classmates to look up one day?
Hell no!
This your mama? I seen your mama cheeks on IG. Yo, mama got a nice little Johnny.
What you say about my mama?
Ma'am, for society's sake, don't start a family. Please don't start a family. This isn't mother material. Do whatever they want in their 20s and still get the fairy tale at 30, 31, 32. Don't work that way.
Let me tell you something right now. It don't work that way.
When it comes to guys already having kids, I'm not really picky about if they have kids or if they don't have kids. And someone who's smart, intelligent, just, you know, a regular guy. Like, I'm not looking for anything too spectacular.
That is bullshit.
You got 16,000 Instagram followers. You think you a celeb. You think you a baddie and you not. You average at best. Look, y'all all looking for him. You're looking for a guy who got all the best traits of all the guys you got one night standed by. Nobody on YouTube break down female nature and manipulation tactics like me or B-Sensei. So if you want to stay up on your game or you just want to be entertained, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Like and comment too will help the channel grow. Let's get back into this ridiculous nonsense. Now look at this simp down below, Mr. Shelton Armstrong, in all caps. She has a beautiful, beautiful smile too. Yeah, that'll get you the panties, bro.
Not a chance in hell, Brett.
I like a man who listens, someone who pays attention to detail, someone who is God-fearing, patient. I feel like even as a generation, I just feel like we aren't patient enough with each other. I feel like when people get into relationships, if one thing goes wrong, they're ready to throw it all away. I feel like you have to be patient in a relationship. So that's very important to me.
I bet it is, because you bring a lot of BS to the relationship. You know, I'm sure you bring a lot of wrongdoing to the relationship, and you want a man to be patient with all your nonsense. That's what she means when she say be patient. Oh, men run away. They run away for good reason. You give them plenty of good reasons to run away. And it's not because they come from a certain generation that lacks patience. Bars.
I am 5'8" and a half, so I would want someone who's kind of tall, taller than me.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. What niggas spy out?
She's 5'8", and she's going to say something about hills, I'm sure. Or even if she don't say it, she was thinking it. So she's looking for dudes who 6'3", 6'4", regardless of what she says. We already know how it go.
So all the shorties is not going to work.
So wait, 5'9", we're good or no?
5'9" is pushing it.
So what, 5'10"?
5'10" is cool. I would prefer you be 6 feet and up, yeah.
You know how many times I hear this
What's the age range?
I'm 35. I'll say 30.
30?
Yeah.
What's the oldest?
I don't really have a cap on how old they can be. I ain't saying she a gold digger, but
she ain't messing with no bro. That's the stupid sugar baby giggle. He can be any age. Hee hee. She looking for a bag. Look, you done aged out of that. I didn't know you was 35. It's over. You talking about starting a family. You already at advanced maternal age. It's a wrap. He's not coming, sweetie. You done missed the boat really 10 years ago.
Just like her think that a motherfucker like me won't just tell her that. Just won't just openly say it. Because most men in her life are probably too afraid to say it.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.